What was your reaction, AJ, when you found out that he was part of the British aristocracy? Horrified, I would imagine.
No, you don't. It's like a breeze, you know, you don't know what to do with that information. You know, he didn't tell me anything about it. So his dad had done this to his mom, and he'd always dreamt of finding someone who didn't know so he could just drive him up the driveway and surprise him. And he's like, do you want to meet my parents? And we drive up. And yeah, it was just like, you've got to be kidding me. This is really
how amazing. What was your first impression when you saw it?
Oh, it's so beautiful. I'm used to California. And even when I traveled, I would travel mostly to surf destinations. And so driving into the Devon countryside, it's so lush, and the grass and the green and it was just so soft and like straight out of a novel. Very romantic. And totally ridiculous.
Oh, you see this beautiful castle, AJ, and you're sort of inspired by it, but you knew nothing about it. What's the reality here and now with you living in this slice of British history?
Reality takes it all in. So the reality is, it is extraordinarily beautiful countryside. It is an incredible story, the whole house, every room you walk into. Its role within the community, within the local society, its power as its presence, its potential is extraordinary. The day-to-day workings of it, it is incredibly challenging. Stepping into Powderham, whenever you're the outsider, you step into something that's been there for a very long time, and a lot of it has very deep and strong roots. So coming into that space, yeah, it was a lot to take in. I don't know if you really do take it all in. I think you just have to get on with it and go day to day. There's a massive responsibility that I see and I witness my husband receive, especially on the passing of his father. It was a huge shift. And I think that first year, I just kind of sat back and witnessed and held space for the shift for his family and Powderham as a community. And then we were in the center of the house as it happened.
You're so right. I remember just that first year of my dear father-in-law passing away, his younger brother saying to me, which looking back, so wise, he said, it will be chaos for the first few years. And you just have to relax because it'll all come right. We had to overnight understand tax, law, accountancy, death duties, you know, people coming in. I described them as grey-suited individuals who'd arrive with their briefcases and tell us about the doom and gloom of our situation. And somehow we had to negotiate our way around.
Yeah. Luckily, I've always been someone who takes what's in front of me and does my absolute best with it. But I did lose myself in that house and learned that these houses can eat you.
Eat you up and then spit you out.
Especially if you're conscientious. If you're conscientious, you're more susceptible to it because you just want to take care of everything.